Tommy Robinson's Weird World of Wonders, the Greeks. Congratulations! You saved up your pocket money for 5 whole weeks and have now finally bought the book of your dreams, Tony Robinson's Ancient Greeks. Am I right? No? OK, you wrote a long list of all the fabulous presents you wanted for your birthday, and top of that list was this book. Wrong again? Did you find it in a wheelie bin? Did it drop into your hands from a passing spacecraft? Well, however you got hold of it, you're really, really curious to find out what it's all about, aren't you? Aren't you? Brilliant! Do you realise what you're doing? You're following in the footsteps of the ancient Greeks. Just like you, the Greeks wanted to find out about things. They spent tons of time asking questions, arguing, poking stuff with sticks, and testing things till they broke. And by doing this, they came up with all sorts of inventions and discoveries, from an early computer to a laser death ray, and I'm not joking. They were among the first people in the world to use money, study history, work out complicated sums, and write music. Loads of things that we do today are because of the ancient Greeks. Brilliant Greeks number one, the Greek who was brilliant at telling stories. Homer was a blind poet who told really exciting tales. His story about the war between the Greeks and the Trojans is probably the oldest to have been written down anywhere in Europe. There are older stories in other parts of the world, but most of them are pretty boring. The great thing about Homer is that all his characters seem so real and they have such scary adventures. There's one in which the hero Odysseus has been trapped in a cave with all his sailors by a one-eyed giant who starts eating them one at a time. Ah! Will Odysseus escape, or will he end up as a spoonful of mincemeat in the mouth of a foul-breathed giant? You'll just have to read the story and find out, won't you? Frogs on a pond. OK, so you're probably wondering who these Greeks were. Ancient Greece wasn't really a country, it was a collection of island states and city-states. Some of them were famous, like Athens, Sparta and Knossos, but there were lots of others too. Each state was its own little country with its own way of doing things. They united in times of crisis, but they also spent a lot of time squabbling with each other. The main bit of Greece is very rocky and difficult to farm, so most ancient Greeks lived on the coast or on the islands, where they could make money from the sea by trading or fishing. One Greek writer said the Greeks were like frogs sitting around a pond, which seems a pretty good description to me. That is, if frogs wore cute little tunics and were good at philosophy and maths. So how did ancient Greece start? Well, in order to answer that, we'll have to dive in a bit deeper.
Greek soup!
People started living in Greece more than 8,000 years ago, but annoyingly, they didn't begin writing anything down for another 4,000 years. So all we're left with from the earliest days of the Greeks are little bits of stories, legends and archaeology. Looking back into ancient Greek history is a bit like peering into a big bowl of thick soup. Bits of food float to the surface, but you can't see the bottom of the bowl. Imagine if you were swimming around in a bowl of Greek soup with lots of ancient stories and bits of information bobbing up around you. Here's one.
Once upon a time,